Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Can one injection of an engineered virus carrying a gene cure type 2 diabetes?
That's what a new study accomplished in mice, which doesn't mean much to humans yet, but certainly stokes excitement considering type 2 diabetes has become an epidemic.
The engineered virus, called AAV, carried a gene called a fibroblast growth factor 21, or FGF21. Once injected, the virus was able to alter cells in the liver, fat, and skeletal muscles and enable them to produce FGF21.
The reason FGF21 is important is the small protein is normally secreted by several organs in our bodies. It regulates our metabolism, how sugar is used, and how sensitive our bodies are to insulin. But diabetics don't produce enough of it.
This growth factor works by binding to receptors on the surface of cells. Prior studies have already shown that giving it to obese or diabetic rats, mice, and monkeys made them lose weight, lowered their blood glucose, and insulin resistance.
However, FGF21 does not make a good drug since it has a very short lifespan in the body due to its degradation by enzymes and elimination by the kidney.
But this study gets around that problem because by introducing it into various cells and organs using an engineered virus, the growth factor is being produced continuously.
It worked on 2 mouse strains so far. The next step is to test the approach on larger animals and then into clinical trials with humans. It's among a handful of promising therapies being developed for diabetes. One day, we may just have the cure.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.